Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Psalm 119, we were taught that if we endure the testing God gives us, when it seems that the Lord is sending no aid to us, we'll increase our faith if we endure. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now, this takes us to the 22nd and final division of Psalms 119, which covers verses 169 through 176. Now, by way of review, let me say that all 22 divisions consist of 8 verses. Each verse is a section that begins with the same Hebrew letter from the Hebrew alphabet. And it has followed chronologically the Hebrew alphabet. Now, let me explain that in our terms. That means the first 8 verses would have all started with the letter A. The second 8 verses would have all started with the letter B. Until we went through all 26 letters of our alphabet, 8 verses each. Well, the Hebrew alphabet only has 22 letters, but it went in chronological order of the Hebrew alphabet. And each sentence of those 8 verses would always start with the same letter. Now, that does not translate to English to start each sentence with the same letter or each verse with the same letter, so we had to translate it in a way that is right, but nonetheless, it didn't exactly duplicate because our English words don't come out that way when it's translating a Hebrew word. But what an end these last 8 verses are to this great psalm. God's Holy Spirit has determined to put into Holy Writ to preserve for all time the longing he had placed in King David's heart, the man after God's own heart. And we've got to keep it in mind that this entire section here is a prayer of the psalmist. And so here's this man of God, when we've just finished a section looking at the opposition and being on offense and being obedient. And as we see this whole psalm that looks at the Word of God in prayer, we see this grand climax. First of all, we see the heart's cry in verses 169 and 170. Let my cry come before Thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to Thy Word. Let my supplication come before Thee. Deliver me according to Thy Word. Now we see the crying and supplicating heart. Let my cry come before Thee, O Lord. Whatever the problem is, his heart is consumed by it, and he's tore up. The matter fills his heart, and it's consuming his thoughts. Now the Lord Jesus Christ, the captain of our salvation, will put some of his followers into places of great peril. And it seems like he sends them no help. But why is that? That their faith and their consecration may be tested and proved. And as we remain faithful to that word of God, it conforms us to the image of Christ. If we do not rebel in the hour of trial. And so this guy's heart is just consumed and tore up by whatever the problem is. And he knows that man does not have the answer. He knows philosophy has not answered. Now, I'm a pastor, and so I have counseled people that have gone through divorce or their mate has cheated on them. And I know that I've seen it where a man or a woman has cheated on their mate and to have the other mate that did not cheat to just be completely broken, and to know that they're not words that people can say, they're not formulas for them to follow that's going to make it all right. They're hurt. And it's more than just hurt feelings. They have a wounded spirit, and a wounded spirit who can bear? And so these are people that as we pray with them and we think about them and pray for them, instead of saying, well, you know, their husband wouldn't have done that. They wouldn't have ran around. Their wife wouldn't have ran around if they had. No, the devil's already given them that 100 times. Don't do the devil's work for him. If the devil's going to do that, let him do it himself. Don't be his helper. Be the Lord's helper. Pray for that person, because that person's going to have to lean on the strength of the Lord to not only to endure, but if they have a repentant mate, to forgive them, not to be bitter, nor to hold it against them. So he wants God near. So the heart of God will touch his heart. And he knows that with God, nothing, and I mean nothing, is impossible with God. He may have the Word of God, but now he needs understanding of it in order to minister to the need of his own heart. And that is the ministry of the Holy Spirit today in the heart of the believer. My friend, God's Spirit will be as near as you want him to be. Now, let me clarify that. He's not near like a genie in the lamp that you're going to rub and say, do this for me. Okay, now go back in the lamp and leave me alone. And you're going to keep sinning your life, and you're not going to do what you're supposed to do, let alone the things wrong that we may do. Don't expect God's Spirit to be near. Instead, he'll be dormant in your life if you are saved, as far as his power being worked out. So, here's the psalmist. He wants understanding. That is, he wants discernment. He wants that understanding to know the deep truths of God's Word. He wants to discern between holy and unholy, and righteous and unrighteous. He wants to discern between truth and error, truth and deceit, truth and a lie. He wants that discernment. He needs his Lord, as we do. So he says he wants understanding according to the Word. He doesn't want to take the Scriptures out of context and use it to justify or support a desire of his own flesh. Have you ever heard preachers that when they pray, they say things to God like, well, your Word said this, so I'm commanding you. I've got you. It's almost like that, you know. And I'm telling you to do this. Well, that preacher has used the verse that says to come boldly to mean to come arrogantly. And that's not what it means, to come arrogantly. It means to come and be frank with your heart. But I digress. So let's get back right here on the subject. The Bible tells me in Psalm 66, verse 18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Now, don't expect the answer to prayer because you're serious about it. You see, the heart must be committed first to conform to the will of God. Even if you do not like God's answer. Now, my friend, you need to understand, God is always doing what's best for you. That's why we read in Romans 8:28, for we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Let us imagine someone comes to me about a no-good spouse, and their accusations are quite true, but it's not a biblical ground for divorce. And I tell them no on divorce because the Bible says no. Well, faithfulness to God is not proven apart from adversity. Standards are nothing and a belief system is nothing until it's applied and it's adhered to in the crucibles of life. The one with the committed heart can ask for discernment according to the Word of God when what seems to us like a Job-like trial is smothering our heart and our mind. And so he says, "Let my supplication come before thee." He's longing for God in the midst of his fiery trial. Sometimes we pray and we wonder, does God hear me? And by the way, I've been there. Yes, your radio pastor here has been there. In Job 23, verses 8 through 10, we read this. And this is Job in the midst of his trial. And he says, "Behold, I go forward, but he is not there. And backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand that I cannot see him." He's saying, look, I want to see if I messed up backwards back there. I will go back and look. I'm going to look ahead and do what I'm supposed to do. To the left hand and see his ministry, and on the right hand where it's supposed to be the personal time. And I'm just not finding God. I mean, I'm praying and he's just not there. I'm coming up empty. And have you ever prayed and felt like, is God even hearing me? But I like the very next verse. Job says, "But he knoweth the way that I take. And when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." Now, my friend, you just continually trust him. So the psalmist is asking for deliverance to whatever this thing that troubles his heart, according to God's word. Why? Because he knows beyond any shadow of a doubt that not one jot or tittle will pass from the word of God. He will not allow one word to fall to the ground. So his crying and his supplication shows his heart is crying out to God, and that he believes in eternity, knowing that the trials of his faith will only make his eternity all the better. He'll come forth as gold. Don't we have that reiterated to us in the New Testament in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 9? There we read, "Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations." In other words, manifold, manifested trials, not just one trial. Many of them, and they're great trials.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.